This is KCUR 89.3. As a coalition of Black leaders gathers signatures by mid-May to put on the ballot a measure to rename Paseo Boulevard to honor Martin Luther King Jr., KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson visits another Kansas City community who understands the significance of having a street renamed to honor a national leader.
On a recent warm spring day, church bells ring near Guadalupe Center, a popular community center and gathering spot located on Avenida Cesar Chavez. Chris Medina, who runs the center, remembers when that street was just plain old 23rd Street.
I remember the first time I used the address when we changed all of our envelopes in 1015 Avenida Cesar Chavez. And people wouldn't believe me. I said, what? I said, how do you say that? I said, that's Spanish for Avenue Cesar Chavez. And it was fantastic, you know, especially other Latinos in other parts of the country. What? That's your address? Yes.
Cesar Chavez was a Mexican-American who co-founded the United Farm Workers in the 60s. He's considered the most famous Latino-American civil rights leader and led national boycotts of lettuce and grapes to improve conditions for farm workers. In the 90s, Latino leaders wanted to rename Southwest Boulevard after Chavez, but that met opposition. Some businesses didn't want to change their name. There were jurisdictional issues of changing the name of a boulevard versus that of a street. And Chavez wasn't from Kansas City. But Medina says it all worked out, and 23rd Street was renamed in 1993.
At the end of the day, when they looked at all his overall achievements, what he had done for the Latino community across the country, and he was even here. Cesar Chavez was in this building back in the day when they were boycotting lettuces. He came to Kansas City a couple times.
Some people remember Chavez visiting the Guadalupe Center, which is part of the connection they feel with the place, in addition to the services and programming, including regular bingo games. When Lupe Aguilar was younger, she liked to volunteer at the center to help older residents. As a senior herself now, she says solidarity is important in knowing who Chavez was and what he stood for.
He was a person that did for the migrant workers. And he advocated. He was a leader.
Aguilar believes it's up to the older generations to teach and remind the younger generations who Cesar Chavez was. Jean Chavez is a museum curator and is no relation to the civil rights leader, even though he enjoys and people ask him if he is. He says the impact of Chavez, like that of Martin Luther King Jr., is important to certain communities because their impact went beyond Kansas City.
When you think of the message of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his legacy, it's very similar and perhaps even greater. The whole idea of nonviolent change in societies is something that is vital and important to all nations and cities.
Jean Chavez says that Cesar Chavez's message was not just for Latinos and farm workers.
Okay, it was to the total American population, and that's why his message caught on. The lettuce boycotts, the grape boycotts, all of that had national significance.
Alfonso Zarate also works at the Guadalupe Center. He was in his early 20s when the street was renamed, and he found the street name change a catalyst for conversation.
We also had issues in terms of equality, getting equal treatment at schools, jobs, where you can live, and this being right in the heart of the West Side really said, okay, this is us.
90-year-old Lolly Garcia sums up how much the street change meant.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it because he was such a champion for the Hispanic people.
Whether talking about a street named after Cesar Chavez or Martin Luther King Jr., community, history, pride are among the reasons why some find a street sign more than just an address. For KCUR 89.3, this is Michelle Tyrene Johnson.